Hey, what's going on, everybody? Will Brinson here with a CBS Sports Roughing the Passer podcast, a little midweek mini show. Pleased to be joined by former Redskins great, current CBS Sports analyst London Fletcher. And beginning this week, Thursday Night Football moves exclusively to the NFL Network for the remainder of the season. Tonight being Thursday, Minnesota takes on Arizona at 8 p.m. Great game. Got Adrian Peterson involved, Bruce Arians. I like that Bruce Arians is the second most famous dude out there. I mean, Carson Palmer probably higher, Larry Fitzgerald probably higher. This Cardinals offense has been fantastic. You know, Carson Palmer, I think it's interesting when you start talking about the MVP discussion. To me, Cam Newton is one, but it's a 1A because Carson Palmer is really more of a 1B, and then you throw Tom Brady in there as two, or he could be 1C depending on what you want. Look, impressive seasons from all three of them. There's an inherent built-in like recency bias when we start talking about MVP. And so naturally you're going to have people kind of discounting the guy who's lost two games lately. Like now, like all of a sudden Tom Brady loses all of his weapons. He loses games. And we start to say, all right, well, maybe it's time to write Tom Brady off. Seems silly, but it is important to note that Cam Newton's been doing it without any of his weapons. Carson Palmer's just taking care of business though. I mean, he's been dominant, throws the deep ball as well as anybody in the NFL right now. The other guy you could throw in there too is Ben Roethlisberger. Playing really well. You can tell the difference in that Steelers offense when he's playing. Adrian Peterson playing against the Cardinals seemed like a guy that could get some MVP buzz maybe this week. But this year, late in the year, but he struggled against Seattle and in two recent games. I mean, I think the concern if you're a backer of the Vikings, and the Vikings are plus 11 on Thursday night. If you're a Vikings backer, that's a lot of points to be taking the Cardinals. But, I mean, you got to be a little worried about the way that Minnesota has shown up against, impressive NFC teams this year. They got beat handily by Green Bay at home. Then they got beat handily by Seattle at home last week. I mean, embarrassed by Seattle. And we shouldn't make these week-to-week referendums on every single team in the NFL. But when you're getting beat 38-7 at home against a fellow wild-card contender, you got to have some few red flags there. For the Minnesota Vikings. So I think that's a pretty big concern for Arizona. It's been business as usual. Bruce Arians and the Cardinals. And this is why I think I like Arizona minus 11. Bruce Arians and the Cardinals have been going out and taking care of business against bad teams. And that's what good teams do in the NFL is they beat the living snot out of bad teams. And I think you see them do the same thing. Not that Minnesota's bad, but you see close games against, We've seen the Vikings lose these games, to teams. We've seen them lose to better teams, and I think Arizona is one of those better teams. So I think if you're a Vikings backer, you got to be a little concerned about that. Some red flags there. We'll have the picks up later this week. Nick Costas and I. You got Pete Prisco, Brady Quinn, Pat Kerwin do the show every Monday. Recap. They start to recap the week, and then they go off these tangents about stuff. It's kind of fascinating because all those guys are, all those guys are very interesting fellows. Pete Prisco leads the cadre of the trio of superstars on that Monday podcast. And then, like I said, Nick Casas and I will do a picks preview as well. So we got London Fletcher coming up. Reminder, subscribe iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher. If you're on iTunes, you can leave a comment. You can leave a review. It'll help boost us up. We always appreciate it. You can follow me at Will Brinson on Twitter. And we'll have the picks up later this week. In the meantime, let's go talk to London.
All right, now joining us, star of Tops, the other pregame show on CBS Sports Network on Sunday mornings, and CBS Sports colleague. You can find him on Twitter at LFletcher59. London Fletcher, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I want to remind everybody that beginning this week, Thursday Night Football moves exclusively to NFL Network for the remainder of the season as Minnesota takes on Arizona on December 10th at 8 p.m. We're excited that our partners at NFL Network are taking over what has been an awesome production so far. And you get a rare non-divisional game this week, London, with Arizona and Minnesota. The Cardinals, maybe are the Cardinals the best team in the NFL?
If you look at the Cardinals, they're probably the most complete team in the National Football League from an offensive standpoint, a defensive standpoint, special teams-wise, they have it all. Quarterback, head coach. I mean, it's They have to be the most complete football team in the National Football League. Them in Carolina, you know, their receivers are better than Carolina's. I think that's probably the difference there, you know, as you look at the two different teams. But the Cardinals, man, they have everything they need to go all the way.
Yeah, I mean, I've been amazed. I think it's – if you had to pick one coach who's coaching right now, would Bruce Arians be the guy you'd want to play for?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, man. You know, he would he definitely would be the guy that I would pick. Like, man, I really wish I could have played for him, man. And, you know, as I look at him, I'm like, man, I wish I could have played with Bruce Arians, because he, he embraces veteran players. He, you know, he puts guys in positions to succeed. He doesn't you know, he's honest with guys, whether you like what he's saying or not, but he's very honest, and guys seem to love to play for him.
Yeah, no question. I think he and Mike Zimmer, it's fascinating to me, because you got these two coaches on Thursday night. They're like gruff throwback coaches who are suddenly in vogue again. You know, like, these guys would have been really popular in the mid-90s. People would have praised them as, like, old-school football coaches. And then it became trendy to have maybe more intellectual guys, and now it's kind of going back the other way. These two guys, in my opinion, two of the best coaches in football right now. Zimmer's got this defense for the Vikings rolling. Didn't look great against Seattle, though. Do you look at this Minnesota team and say – Do you think based off of their season's worth of work that they're a legitimate playoff contender, or because of their losses at home to Seattle and to Green Bay, two good teams, that they're maybe propped up a little bit at this point?
No, I think they're legitimate playoff contenders, and they'll definitely I feel like they'll get into the playoffs. The thing that's hurt them is you know, can they go on the road and win right. a playoff game? You know, because you look at them, they've really cost themselves as far as home field advantage, a first round bye, you know, home field advantage of that first playoff game, you know, things like that, losing to Seattle, losing to Green Bay at home. So those are two big losses where, you know, the Vikings, I think they'll need to have a playoff game at home, you know, especially, you know, the way they're kind of built. But, you know, they are a legitimate team, and they can make a – they should make the playoffs.
How can you play a football game and only give Adrian Peterson 8 carries?
Man, that's the million-dollar question, you know, because Adrian Peterson, he should have 8 carries a quarter.
8 carries a drive.
You know, he should definitely have 8 carries in a quarter, 8 carries in a half, minimum. That's minimum. And that's probably the first time, you know, as you're kind of maybe filling some things out. But, you know, they got down a little bit against the Seahawks.
Yeah, they got down quick,
still,
man.
Yeah, but still, you know, it's one of those things where he has to come out, you know, with minimum 20 carries just to, you know, get him involved with it in the offense and give him an opportunity, because he can take one play and explode 50, 60, 70 yards. He has that type of ability. So, you know, I'm sure they're lamenting the fact that they didn't get him the ball more in that ball game.
Yeah, I think Mike Zimmer acknowledged it too. Did you tackle Adrian Peterson when you were playing? I feel like that probably happened at some point. My follow up was, where did he rank in terms of guys you didn't want to tackle?
There's none that I didn't want to tackle.
You average like 275 tackles a year, maybe approximately. It's probably like close to 110 actually. But if you're picking one, who's the hardest guy to tackle? Because I know you love tackling everybody. Who's the hardest?
Yeah, that's a better question. Yeah. And you know, the way I kind of looked at tackling is they all fall. all the running backs fall. Some, like, for instance, a little shifty type of back is a little bit more difficult to tackle, especially if he's out of space. You know, a guy like Adrian Peterson, you know, he was a hard tackle, but not to the same level like that shifty back that you got in space. AP, he was always going to have his legs moving, run hard, 110 miles per hour coming downhill. So you weren't going to really be able to get big hits on him and knock him back. But as long as I, you know, did the proper technique. I knew I always had to have proper technique with him, you know, because you weren't going to arm tackle him. You weren't going to be able to bring him down if I didn't get my head across his body, things like that. So that was the main thing with him, just making sure I put myself in proper position.
So in other words, you'd rather tackle a tree than chase gnats around all day, is what you're saying.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
That's the way you got to be if you're going to you see AP coming through that hole. I think I'd probably mess myself and run the other way. That's okay. I'm short, though. When you look at the NFC East, which you know really well, Monday night was I was at that game, and it was not pretty. That first 3.5 quarters were ugly. You know, the finale with Deshaun Jackson fumbling and then catching the touchdown the other way certainly made up for it. Did the Redskins cost themselves a chance to win that division with a loss on Monday night?
Yeah, I was at that game last night. And
we should have done this podcast then.
yeah, I was at the game. It definitely kind of hurts their chances. Well, it makes it more difficult. But I still like their chances based on, you know, their remaining schedule. You know, I was extremely excited about the way their defense played.
Yeah.
You know, forcing the turnovers, holding them to field goals, things like that. You know, offensively, they had some penalties and, you know, never really got into a flow going offensively. So that kind of hurt them. And then probably, you know, I'm sure some questionable calls, like the pass interference calls that they got on the rest. Cause it's just like, really? I mean, it was a tough night. Never really got into a flow. But I still feel like they can go into a Chicago, win that game, you know, go into Philly, you know, win that game. They have Buffalo at home, and then they have Dallas, you know, week 17. And there was nothing where, you know, Matt Castle did something great where you're like, oh, you know, they can't go down to Dallas and win that ball game. So, you know, I still feel confident that they can get it done. When you look at the other team schedules, the Redskins still should, they still look better to me than the rest of the teams.
If you were in charge of the Redskins, would you give Kirk Cousins a contract to moving forward? Like, do you think he's
He's earned it. He's earned a contract. I think they'll probably, you know, have to figure out how they want to structure that type of deal. But Kirk has he's earned a contract, a big contract. And as you look at the deals that some of the guys kind of in his same tier have signed, whether it's a Andy Dalton, a Tannehill, even Kaepernick, some of the guys that, you know, I mean, the ceiling. I mean, the floor has to be one of those guys' deals. So it's what, 16, 17 million?
Wow.
So that has to be the floor. I mean, that's just the nature of the National Football League. It seems like a lot, but, you know, the franchise tag is what, 20 something?
Yeah. You franchise tag, you're doing 20 plus million guaranteed on that deal. And
yeah,
you're right, though, but like if Colin Kaepernick, who's not playing and looked terrible Colin Kaepernick's been worse than Kirk Cousins this year. So if you're Kirk Cousins' agent, you go in and say, look, they gave Kaepernick this deal. We're going to need at least that much, right?
Oh, yeah. Kaepernick and even Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's fair to say that Kirk has played better than Ryan Tannehill. So,
with less weapons, too, really.
Tannehill is and I think he's a $100 million quarterback as well. So, that's just the way it is. He struck the iron when
Yeah. No. He picked a good time for a good year is what he did. I always tell my wife, kid either needs to be a quarterback or a left-handed pitcher, and probably a pitcher.
Right.
All right. When you look at the Eagles, do you think that Chip Kelly should stick around for past this year in Philadelphia?
You know, Chip is going to need some help from a personnel standpoint.
Yeah.
Because I think he comes from that college system and he's used to, you know, having a guy a couple years and, you know, new players come in and out of your system. Really, your system is, you know, the reason why you win. But in the National Football League, you need players, you need talent. And he's let some of his best talent get out of the door or traded away some of his best talent. And really, not really realizing that the National Football League, you need talent. So, you know, from that standpoint, you have to you know, maybe have some guys, have somebody help him out in personnel and you know, move forward in that manner. But otherwise, it's going to be more difficult because he's proven that from a personnel standpoint, you know, he doesn't he leaves a lot to be desired.
Yeah, he why are they running these stretch shotgun plays at DeMarco Murray? I mean, what, just pound it, well, line up and pound it.
That's it. But you know, DeMarco, he hadn't. It wasn't like he didn't know that that was what was coming.
Right.
So yeah. You know, that's what they ran. Ryan Matthews is a much better fit in that system.
Yeah.
And that's who Chip had targeted. You know, if you think about it, Chip targeted him first. In the free agency, they had agreed to a deal with Ryan Matthews before Murray even expressed interest in, you know, coming there. But, you know, that's their system, and, you know, it's kind of hard, I guess, especially when they run no huddle and all that type of stuff, to all of a sudden, hey, we're going to get under center and run the stretch office that you ran out of in Dallas, you know, you and the Dob back and things like that. And, you know, they're running their system.
Yeah, and it's not clicking. All right, we'll get
not
you.
Not clicking yet. No, not at all.
Yeah, that's right. We'll get you out of here on this. Tell us, who is the most secretly funny person on the Topps crew on Sunday mornings? Because I have a guess about who it is. The people would not think. I think it's Amy Trask.
Yes, Amy's secretly funny. Hey, I'll let my humor out right up. You know,
Well, you're obviously funny. I mean, that's, you know, that's.
Yeah, and Brandon Tierney, he's not funny at all. So he has no comedic talent. So he's definitely not on the list. So it would definitely be Amy Trask.
That's awesome. All right, man. Hey.
And Shine. No, not at all.
Shine's a CBS Sports Network superstar, man. He's got time to shine going on.
He is. He's all over the place. Man.
Where's you're probably on Time to Shine. I'm not. He could have me on. I'd be on anytime he wants. All right. At Twitter, at LFletcher59. And beginning this week, Thursday Night Football moves exclusively to NFL Network for the remainder of the season. Tonight or Thursday night, Minnesota takes on Arizona at 8 p.m. Make sure and tune in and watch NFL Network. London Fletcher, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Right. And make sure that catches that other pregame show. Sunday morning, 9 to 1 Eastern.
Tops.
CBS Sports Network.
CBS Sports Network. the best Sunday morning program there is on TV. Thanks again, dude.
All right, so there you go. London Fletcher with some great stuff on the Cardinals, the Vikings, Redskins. Got a big game for them coming up, heading to Chicago. Can't feel good about where you are. 3 on the road. You had a chance to take the division. And now you put yourself in a bad spot if you're Washington. Dallas is still alive, though, because you cannot kill what is not dead. All right, that's it for the Roughing the Passer podcast midweek mini show. Thanks for listening. I'm Will Brinson at Will Brinson. Follow London Fletcher at LFletcher59. Subscribe via iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, however you want to do. Thanks as always for listening. We'll be back with another show before the weekend.